sacred month with sacred lessons. A month of reflection, a month of grace. A month of reflection, a month of grace. Seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place. Seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatam min nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to our beautiful episode of this wonderful series, A Sacred Month with Sacred Lessons. Alhamdulillah, it is the beautiful month of Muharram al-Haram, and very beautifully in this past couple of days we had some wonderful episodes of this series. This brings us towards the final episode of this wonderful series of Muharram al-Haram, year 1446, mashallah. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. In this past few days, many beautiful lessons we learned, many beautiful, I would say, life lessons we learned, dini lessons we learned, dunyavi lessons we learned, worldly lessons, so many things which we can instill in our lives, in our lifestyle, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. And, you know, it was really some faith refreshing and iman refreshing days and moments past with this beautiful episode, with this beautiful series, alhamdulillah, all thanks to Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, today once again for our final and last episode, once again we have brought to you this beautiful series all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, mashallah. And if you look at the pattern and the sequence of these wonderful series which we had, in which we first begin, we started off with the discussions of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, then the Khulafa-i-Rashideen, you know, according to their excellence, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq, then Sayyidina Usman Ghani, then Sayyidina Ali, and then moving towards the Ahle Bayt, Shan Ahle Bayt, and then Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra, Imam Hassan and Kareemain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and also elaborating on the importance of sacrifice in Islam, what sacrifice is, how Islam demands a sacrifice, what was the sacrifice of our pious predecessors, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And then we moved on to the entire, I would say, the summary of the incident of Karbala, you know, what are the focal points, what happened, what actually, you know, was the cause of Karbala. And we also had to discuss, obviously, the filthy, disgusting Yazid, you know, who played a very disgusting role in the incident of Karbala. And we need to also speak about him, because unfortunately, we do have many people, as we have discussed previously as well, that unfortunately, we do have many people who, you know, due to the, I would say, the idiotic mindset which they have, they still go about to praise Yazid, or they still go about speaking good about Yazid, ma'azallah. And it is our duty to speak about him and mention what was his wrongdoings, what was his shortcomings, what was his, you know, disgusting habits, so that people can be aware of this filthy, disgusting person in the history of Islam. So, alhamdulillah, after covering all of these discussions, it brings us towards our final discussion, and that is obviously, what lessons do we learn from Karbala? What lessons do we learn from all of this? I mean, these 10, 11, 12 days which we spent, you know, speaking about these various personalities, different incidents, different hikayat, narrations, ayat of the Holy Quran, ahadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there should be many lessons which we derive. And yes, there are so many lessons from the incident of Karbala, from Karbala itself, from the lives of those who participated in Karbala, that believe me, you, if we have to speak only on the lessons, we need another entire series just for the lessons, subhanAllah. But alhamdulillah, Inshallah, in this short time, whatever we have, we will try and cover as much as we can. And with me, once again, I have respected guest with us, Mulana Asim Madani Sahab. Mulana Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, how are you, Mulana Sahab? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli
hal. Did you enjoy the entire series which we did, Mulana Sahab, in this month of Muharram?
Ji, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We really enjoyed it and we tried our best to convey the message of Karbala to people.
Jee.
Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq to act upon whatever we have learnt in this whole series, and may Almighty Allah grant our viewers of Madani channel as well the tawfiq to act upon
that. Subhanallah, Jazakallah, Inshallah, Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Beautiful words from Mulana Sahab, beautiful du'as, and this is the base of everything, that may Allah Ta'ala accept our efforts, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala enable us to act upon it, because preaching is something else and acting upon what you are preaching is something else. So it's easy to preach, it's easy to speak, it's easy to pass the message on. What is difficult is for that message to be infiltrated in your heart, to act upon it, to try and become like those whom you are speaking about. This is the main essence. And we make dua, may Allah make it such that we act upon whatever we have discussed. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. We can make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah azza wa jal, amongst the many intentions which we can make, one beautiful intention is inshallah, if I didn't participate in the entire series, today inshallah I will try and be here from beginning to end. And whatever we can learn today, especially regarding the lessons of Karbala, I will try and act upon it and instill it in my heart, in the hearts of those around me as well, inshallah. We'll take a short break now, listen to a beautiful kalam, and inshallah after this kalam we will then move towards our discussion for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa roshan hovan phul jhadiyan tiri yaad paye ਜਦੋਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਕਹਾਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਖੌਫ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਖਾਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਕਹਾਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਖੌਫ ਕਿਸੇ ਦਾ ਖਾਵਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਵੇ ਮਦਨੀਆਂ ਖਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਲੋਕੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਤੜਿਆ ਤੇਰੀ ਯਾਦ ਪਈ ਤੜ ਪਾਉਂਦੀ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅਲੀ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਖਾਦਮ ਉਹ ਮਖਦੂਮ ਮੇਰੇ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅਲੀ ਕਿੱਥੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਖਾਦਮ ਉਹ ਮਖਦੂਮ ਮੇਰੇ ਐ ਫੈਜ਼ ਰਿਆਜ਼ ਅਲੀ ਦਾਏ ਤੇਰੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਨੇ ਰੰਗਤਾ ਜੋ ਚੜਿਆ ਤੇਰੀ ਯਾਦ ਪਈ ਤੜ ਪਾਉਂਦੀ ਲਾਲਈਆਂ ਨੈਣਾਂ ਨੇ ਝੜੀਆਂ ਕਦੀ ਇਸ ਰਸਤੇ ਵੀ ਲੰਘ ਮਹੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਦੀਦ ਦੀ ਹਸਰਤਾਂ ਹਿੰਨ ਬਣਿਆ ਤੇਰੀ ਯਾਦ ਪਈ ਤੜ ਪਾਉਂਦੀ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله مرحبا welcome back to our silsila you are watching a sacred month with sacred lessons and very beautifully before the break I gave a brief description of inshallah as well what we will be discussing in today's silsila and what we have already discussed in the entire series inshallah as well today to begin today's discussion obviously if we have to look at the entire scenario the entire incident of Karbala the main points and the main lessons which we learn is obviously sabr patience it's tawakkul having trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's shukr expressing your gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's the lesson of sacrificing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the lesson of giving preference to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of the beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam over everything else that yes we need to pay respect towards our parents our siblings our grandparents our teacher our ustad our murshid whatever the case is but above all of them is definitely the deen of Allah and his beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the moment any of these personalities or anything in your life which is beloved to you whether it's your wealth your family members your business whatever it is if it starts contradicting the deen of Allah and his beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam if that person or that thing starts going against the teachings of Allah and his beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then as a believer From Karbala, this lesson we learned that as a believer, your duty is to always give preference to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you have read the kalima of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have not read the kalima of your parents, of your brother, of your sister, of your wife, of your children. No, you have read the kalima of Allah and His beloved Rasul. So your duty is to remain loyal to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, what you should do is you should try and, you know, get everyone, all your entire circle, your family members, relatives, everyone, to mold themselves according to the deen of Allah and His beloved Rasul. What you can't do is you can't try to change the deen according to your personal likes, according to your personal feelings. This is one message which you learn from Karbala, that above everything else is the deen of Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Munasab, coming towards you for today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many lessons there are. There are so many things which can be discussed with regards to Karbala, the incident of Karbala. What beautiful lessons would you like to begin today's discussion with?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As Hafsab, you have already mentioned that today is the last program or the last episode of our this series. And the last episode is Darse Karbala. What we have learned from Karbala. To be honest, if we discuss the lessons of Karbala, it needs a complete separate series to discuss all that. Because Karbala is not just an event. It is a complete book of guidance. Karbala is not just an event. Many events occurred before as well in the history. Many people were killed in the history before. Many people were oppressed in the history before, but no one is remembered today. Why Karbala is remembered? After thousands of years have passed, still Karbala is remembered. Still Imam Hussein is remembered. Still Ali Asghar is remembered. Ali Akbar is remembered. Still the Ahle Bayt of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is remembered. What is the reason behind that? Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew that he is going to become shaheed in Karbala. After the birth of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam informed them and informed his sahaba ikram. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of Almighty Allah, came and told Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this grandson will be made shaheed in Karbala. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed his sahaba ikram that my grandson will become shaheed. The father, beloved father of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who knew that my beloved son will become shaheed in Karbala. In fact, once Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was passing through that place, he sat there, cried, and then he said that my son will become shaheed here. Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala knew that my son, the apple of my eyes, will become shaheed one day in Karbala. Neither Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make this dua in the bargah of Almighty Allah that, O Allah, protect my grandson from this test and exam. No Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who made dua. No Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha made dua. In fact, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who himself knew that I will become shaheed. But he never ever made this dua in the bargah of Almighty Allah that, O Almighty Allah, protect me from this test. Protect me from shahada. Never ever he made this dua. While living in Madinatul Munawwara, he went through many difficulties, many challenges, many griefs. But he never let anyone realize that I know that I will become shaheed one day, and I'm going through these challenges, I'm going through these difficulties. So, I would like to take your attention towards one thing. You know, if a person knows, for example, that I'm going to die tomorrow, what will be his situation? What will be his condition? He will feel restlessness. He will not be able to sleep even. And Imam Hussein knew from his childhood that I will be made shaheed one day. But he never ever let anyone feel that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who is not ready for that. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, and who is not happy with that. He knew that I will become shaheed. Last time he made salam in the bargah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the bargah of his Nana Jan. He left Madinatul Munawwara. He knew that this place is such a great place that I grew up here. I used to play in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to carry him on his shoulders and used to walk in the plains of Madinatul Munawwara. If a person goes for a few days to Madinatul Munawwara, it becomes very difficult for him to come back. He wants to die there. So what was the situation and the condition of Imam Hussain at that? What would have been the condition of Imam Hussain at that time when he left Medina, Madinatul Munawwara, and when he came, when he went to Makkatul Mukarrama, he saw Kaaba Muazzama. People, it was the days of Hajj. People from different countries, different places, they were coming to perform Tawaf-e Kaaba. You know, Kaaba was decorated. From all over the world, people were coming to make Tawaf-e Kaaba, you know, to perform Hajj of Baytullah, to do Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, who was leaving Makkatul Mukarrama at that day, at that time. Why? What was the reason behind that? Obviously, the reason was to elevate the flag of Islam, to propagate the sunnah of his beloved Nabi, beloved Nanajan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Almighty Allah, for the sake of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why he did bay'at in the hand of Yazid? He knew that I just have few family members with me, only few people are going with me, 72 people altogether they were in the battlefield of Karbala. He knew that I'm going to face many trials, many tests there. But still he left Madinatul Munawwara. Still he left Makkatul Mukarrama. In fact, some of the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain stopped Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala from going. And they told him that people of Kufa are filthy people. Don't go and don't trust them. But Imam Hussain still left Madinatul Munawwara, still left Makkatul Mukarrama, still went to Karbala. Why? While heading towards, going towards the battlefield to Karbala, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu delivered a khutbah to the army of Yazid, saying, O people, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sees a ruler who is oppressive, who considers Allah's prohibitions as lawful, who breaks Allah's promise, who opposes the sunnah, and who spreads sin and oppression amongst people, and does not stop him with his hand or his tongue, then Allah Almighty will put him in the same category as the oppressor. O people, these Yazidis have obeyed Shaitan and disobeyed the merciful Allah, spread mischief amongst people, violated Allah's limits, and made lawful what Allah has prohibited, and prohibited what Allah has made lawful. And I have the most right to speak the truth against such an oppressor. This khutbah of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, who is clearly teaching us, telling us what was the reason to go there. Did Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who want governance? Did Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who want rulership? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already given him the leadership of the youth of Jannah. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who will be the leader of the youth of Jannah. What other leadership he needed in this dunya? He had no interest in any government or any rulership or kingship. He had nothing to do with all that. He was the beloved son of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grandson of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was Batul. Batul means one who remains away from the affairs of dunya. The one whose mother was Batul, who used to remain away from the affairs of dunya. What he needed from this dunya? Nothing. So why Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who went to Karbala? Imam Hussain did not do bay'at in the hand of Yazid. He mentioned the reason.
He knew that my family is going to be made shaheed in Karbala. I will be made shaheed. But still, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, who traveled to Karbala and sacrificed 72 of his family members, Ahle Bayt of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the path of Almighty Allah, in the path of Almighty Allah, for the sake of Almighty Allah, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he said that I can't do bay'at in the hand of a person who is fasik. I can't do bay'at in the hand of a person who is zani. I can't do bay'at in the hand of a person who is alcoholic, who drinks alcohol. I can't do bay'at in the hand of a person who does not perform salah. I can't do bay'at in the hand of a person who exceeds the limits of Sharia. I can't do bay'at in the hand of a person who does not consider the boundaries of Sharia. That was the reason. We must keep these reasons in mind and try to take a lesson from Karbala, from the sacrifices of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One of the reasons that he did not do bayat in the hand of Yazid was, he was fasik-e-mu'lin. And what does fasik-e-mu'lin mean? Fasik-e-mu'lin means the person who commits sins openly. And he was such a filthy person, he used to commit many sins openly. One more reason which Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala mentioned in his khutbah, he said, I can't do bayat in the hand of Yazid because he obeys shaitan and disobeys Almighty Allah. He obeys shaitan, and the person who is obeying shaitan, how can I do bayat in his hand? That was the reason Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala did not do bayat in the hand of Yazid. He said that he is filthy, he is disobeying Almighty Allah, he doesn't perform salah. How can I do bayat in the hand of Yazid? How can I do bayat in the hand of Yazid? And what lesson are we taking from Karbala, from the khutbah of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if we are not performing salah, if we are not punctual of salah? The person who misses one salah intentionally, purposely, his name is written on that door through which he will enter hell. Who? The one who will miss only one salah intentionally. My dear viewers of Madri channel, I would like to request you, try to become a true devotee of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu never ever missed any salah. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not miss any salah even in the battlefield of Karbala. What lesson are we taking from the teachings from the seerah of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Are we following Imam Hussain or are we following Yazid? Are we obeying Almighty Allah or are we obeying Shaitan? Performing salah is the obedience of Almighty Allah, and not performing salah is the disobedience of Almighty Allah. Keeping fast in the month of Ramadan is the obedience of Almighty Allah, and not keeping fast is the obedience of Shaitan. Fulfilling the rights of people is the obedience of Almighty Allah. Fulfilling the rights of parents, respecting parents, is the obedience of Almighty Allah. That is the commandment of Almighty Allah. Fulfilling the rights of the neighbors is the commandment of Almighty Allah and obedience of Almighty Allah. Are we doing all that or not? Salah is the pillar of Islam, one of the main pillar of Islam. On the day of judgment, very first question will be about salah. If a person will be able to answer this question, then he will be succeeded. Otherwise not. Wailul lil musallin. Quran clearly says that there is destruction for those who perform salah. What does it mean? Destruction for those who perform salah? What does it mean? Ulama-i-Kiram mentioned under the tafsir of this ayat-e-muqaddisa that this ayat-e-muqaddisa mean that those musallis, those namazis who are not punctual in their salah. They perform, but they are not punctual. Sometimes they perform, sometimes they don't perform. They perform Zuhr Asr, but they can't get up for Fajr. They perform Zuhr Salah when they are awake, but when it is very cold, they can't go to the masjid for Maghrib and Isha. Is it the teachings of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu? وَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ. There is destruction for namazis, for musallis. Mufassirin kiram also mentioned that this means that not performing salah according to the requirement of Sharia. That is also the meaning of this ayat muqaddisa, that there will be destruction for those people who don't perform salah correctly. There are the faraiz in salah, there are faraiz in salah, wajibat in salah, mufsadat in salah. There are certain things if you do in namaz, namaz will break. There are certain things if you don't do, namaz will not be valid. Qiraat itself is a, you know, main shart of salah. Qiraat must be correct. Do we know how to recite Holy Quran? Do we know how to do proper qiraat in namaz? We didn't have time to learn Holy Quran. We didn't teach Holy Quran to our children. We have taught them everything, but we don't have time to teach them the Holy Quran. This Quran was also one of the reasons due to which this sacrifice took place, which we have mentioned throughout our this series. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on the day of Hajjatul Wada, I'm leaving two things amongst you. One is my Ahl Bayt, and the other thing is Quran. Hold them firmly, you will never go astray. Quran, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hold Quran and my Ahl Bayt. Are we holding both of them or not? We are neither holding the Ahl Bayt of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam firmly. No, we're holding the Quran, the book of Almighty Allah. We don't get time to open the book of Almighty Allah. We don't get time to recite the Holy Quran. We don't get, you know, time to learn and understand Holy Quran. The book of Almighty Allah has reached us. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has conveyed the message. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu has conveyed the message. Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam have conveyed the message. But we don't have time to open this and understand. Quran is the message of Almighty Allah. Did we ever try to understand the message? Message has come. Message has reached us. You know, if our friend, close friend, writes a letter to us, and he writes that letter in his own language, and we don't understand that, what do? We go to a translator. We look for a person who can translate that letter for us, because we don't want to miss. We want to understand what my friend is talking, what my friend wants to say. I want to know and understand. So we give so much value to the letter of our friend, to the message of our friend, that we look for a translator who can translate so that we can understand. So what's about the message of Almighty Allah? What's about the message of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ahadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the message of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran is the message of Almighty Allah. Did we ever try to understand that message? Did we ever go to a Maulana, to Imam Sahib, Maulana Sahib, can you please translate this message to me? Can you please explain this message to me, what my Almighty Allah is talking about? What my Almighty Allah wants me to do? What my Almighty Allah wants me not to do? What is forbidden? What is valid? What is invalid? What is lawful? What is unlawful? Did we ever try to understand that? My dear Islamic brothers, my dear viewers of Madni channel, take some lesson this time. Take some lesson from the khutbah of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he delivered, in front of Yazidis, that you, O Yazidis, you are disobedient of Almighty Allah. You disobey Almighty Allah. You go against the sunnah of my Nana Jan. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned that a person will come in the family of Banu Umayya. He will be the first one who will change my sunnah. That was the reason Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did not do bayat in the hand of Yazid. There is lot to learn from Karbala. If we talk about sabr, if we talk about passion, if we talk about tolerance, if we talk about bearing hunger, thirst, you know, and at the same time, while bearing all that, being grateful to Almighty Allah, after sacrificing everything, after, you know, remaining thirsty and hungry for many, many days, and then after sacrificing his children, his close relatives, then after sacrificing all of them, Imam Hussein, when he went to the battlefield, after he fought in the battlefield with Yazidis, And when the time of Shahada of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala who came, he says in the bargo of Almighty Allah, O Almighty Allah, after sacrificing my entire family in your path, I didn't do bayat in the hand of Yazid because he's filthy, he's bad, he has bad character, he's your disobedient person. I have sacrificed everything. And still after sacrificing everything, I'm pleased with you, Ya Allah. Are you also pleased with me? There is a lot to learn, my dear Islamic brothers, my dear viewers of Madani channel, from the teachings of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq to become a true devotee of Sayyiduna, Sayyidu Shuhada, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, jazakallah munasab. Very, very beautiful words, thought-provoking words with regards to one of the beautiful lessons. In fact, I would say one of the most important lessons from the incident of Karbala with regards to Salah, Quran, remaining firm on the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is what Islam teaches us. And that is the reason why this entire incident of Karbala took place. Allah, 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 Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon all of these things. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of the Ahlul Bayt, the Sahaba Ikram, and the teachings of Islam. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, we'll take a short break now and listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, we will move towards the conclusion of our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, I hope in Allah azza wa jal that the fast of Ashura wipes out the sins of the previous years. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dear Islam brothers, by keeping a fast on the day of Ashura, inshallah we hope that Allah azza wa jal will wipes out the previous year's sin. So I encourage you all brothers who are watching, please keep the fast up on the day of Ashura. Also, there are other narrations as well where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that when you fasting on the day of Ashura, you can either add the fast of 9th of Muharram or the 11th of Muharram. So keep the fast for 2 days, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Welcome back, marhaba. And you are watching A Sacred Month with Sacred Lessons on Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, some beautiful words were shared with our guest, Munana Asim Madani Sahib, before the break. Some thought-provoking words and I would say motivating us with regards to performing Salah, reading the Holy Quran, remaining firm on the teachings of Deen and removing yourself and taking yourself, distancing yourself from the sins, from disobedience of Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Subhanallah. And in the end, I would like to share one beautiful lesson also from Karbala. And that is that look at the lives of these personalities, that they sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And apparently, if you have to see, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the entire Ahlul Bayt Athar, his family members, was sacrificed in the path of Allah. And at that moment, means in the battle, Yazid was still alive. So if you have to look at it, apparently you will see the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussein and you will see the living of Yazid. But in actual fact, that sacrifice of Imam Hussein was the cause of the living of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that life which Yazid had that moment, that was the exact same time where he had already died, his heart has died and everything was dead. So although he was living, but he was still considered as dead. And until Qiyamah, he will still be considered as dead, as finished, as destroyed. And Sayyidina Imam Hussein apparently was martyred, but until Qiyamah, he is alive. His name is alive. His teachings are alive. His practices are alive. The people associated with him alive. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Qatl-e Hussain asal mein mar gaye, Allah, Yazid Allah. Hai. Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ke baad.
Allah, subhanallah. Look at after the battle of Karbala, people thought that, we have humiliated the Ahl-e Bayt-e Athar. We have disgraced the Ahl-e Bayt-e Athar, ma'adhillah. And to do that, what they did was they put the blessed head of Sayyidina Imam Hussein on his spear. And they lifted it up and they walked throughout the streets to show the people that anyone who opposes Yazid, this will be his outcome. This will happen to him. Right? So this was the intention why they lifted the Mubarak head on the spear and moved it throughout the streets. And you know, somebody looked towards the head Mubarak and he said, even now I can see the status of Imam Hussein. So he was asked that, how come now, how can you see the status of Imam Hussein? So he said that, you know, Imam Hussein ka sar kal bhi uncha tha aur aaj bhi uncha hai. That even yesterday his head was high, even today after leaving this world physically, his head is still above everyone else, which shows that this death was not only associated towards the martyrdom. No. The death was actually the death of Yazid. And this was actually the life of Imam Hussein and the life of Islam. Subhanallah. And it also gives us one beautiful lesson that do everything for the sake of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, you will see how the help will come from the court of Allah. As Munasa mentioned in the previous episodes, you know, with regards to sacrificing in the path of Allah, that the help of Allah is close. So yes, at that moment, things might be difficult. At that moment, you might be going through some difficult situations, whatever the case is. But once the help of Allah comes, then you will see how it will lift you. Subhanallah, you will be remembered. Those around you will be remembered. Those beloved to you will be remembered. And that is why we remember Sayyidina Imam Hussein. Why do you remember the Ahlul Bayt? Why do we remember Karbala? Why do we remember, you know, all of the pious predecessors, the awliya-i kiram, the anbiya alayhimus salam? Because they had sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah. They're living, you know, the Quran says, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. And that was their life, that everything was for the sake of Allah. Once they did that, Allah Ta'ala says, you know, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that now I am going to do your charcha. I am going to, you know, put your name in the hearts of everyone. I'm going to make your remembrance in the hearts of everyone. That is Allah Ta'ala's, you know, promise, and He is the one who is taking this responsibility. So your duty is not to become famous. Your duty is not to do something so people can see you. Your duty is not to do something for the sake of people. Your duty is to do everything for the sake of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will see that you will leave this world, but your name will remain, your work will remain, your fame will remain, your zaat will remain, those associated to you will also remain. Na Yazid ka wo sitam raha, na Ziyad ki rahi wo jafa, raha to naam Hussein, jise zinda rakhti hai Karbala. And this is the message of Karbala. This is one of the beautiful lessons which we can learn from the incident of Karbala. With these words, we have reached the conclusion of today's discussion. First and foremost, Jazakallah so much for blessing us in this beautiful series. 13 beautiful days with you, 13 beautiful discussions took place, beautiful ayat, hadith, hikayat, beautiful things we have learned. I'm sure the viewers and listeners have also, I would say, taken benefit from all your beautiful words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah in your ilm, in your amal, in your practices, so you may continue passing the message of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And most importantly, I would like to make the dua at this time, Mullah Sahib, that amongst all the fitnas and turmoils at the time with the current situation of Islam, of Aqidah, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, may Allah Ta'ala keep us firm on maslak-e haq, maslak-e ala hazrat, maslak-e Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Mullah Sahib, in the last 2 minutes, maybe for our viewers and listeners, amongst the time of fitna at the moment, you know, with the attacks on our aqeedah, with the attacks on the Sahaba Ikram, with the attacks on the Ahle Bayt Athar, and all these kind of things, what advice would you have for our viewers and listeners to remain firm on the aqeedah and remain, you know, 100% staunch Sunnis?
I would like to advise you, oh dear viewers of Madani Channel, at the end of our this series, at the end of our this silsila, that if you want to protect your iman and if you want to remain steadfast on Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on the teachings of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on the teachings of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the teachings of Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then hold firmly the daman of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Ala Hazrat is such a great personality who takes us to the doorsteps of Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the doorsteps of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the bargah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the one who connects you to Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold his daman firmly, ان کا دامن پکے سے پکڑ لیں, اچھے سے پکڑ لیں, انشاءاللہ کبھی بھی گمراہ نہیں ہوں گے. انشاءاللہ یو ول نیور گو اسٹرے. اینڈ دا دامن آف اعلیٰ حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, اف یو وانٹ ٹو ہولڈ فرملی, دین آئی ووڈ لائک ٹو سجیسٹ یو دیٹ ٹرائی ٹو جوائن دعوت اسلامی, ٹرائی ٹو اٹینڈ دی اجتماعات آف دعوت اسلامی, ٹرائی ٹو واچ مدنی مذاکرہ آف امیر اہل سنت وچ takes place on every Saturday, try to travel in the Madni Kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, try to attend the weekly Ijtimaat of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, if you will attend the Ijtimaat of Dawat-e-Islami with punctuality, inshallah, you will learn more about Dawat-e-Islami, you will learn more about Ala Hazrat, and once you will understand Ala Hazrat, then inshallah, you will understand the true teachings of the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, true teachings of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well, because one who is firm on the teaching of Ala Hazrat, on the teachings of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, inshallah, we hope that inshallah, at the time of death, this love of the Ahle Bayt, this love of the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will help him. Inshallah, he will be able to save his iman at the time of death, and inshallah, through the sadqa of the Sahaba of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahle Bayt of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all will enter paradise and we all will stay in the neighborhood of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Subhanallah. Jazakallah Munasab. Beautiful. Few words Munasab gave, but very authentic, very descriptive, mashallah, and very detailed, that if you want to safeguard your aqeedah, remain firm on Maslaki Ala Hazrat. That is the only, I would say, daman and the only domain in today's time, as very beautifully Qibla Huzur Tajul Sharia Lama Mufti Akhtar Raza Khan very beautifully says, and I would like everyone to read together with us very beautifully. He says,
مسلک اعلی حضرت پہ قائم رہو زندگی دی گئی ہے اسی کے لیے.
سبحان اللہ, that this is basically the purpose of creation, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of creation is to live your life in accordance to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul. The purpose of your creation is to devote everything to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who is going to teach you all of this? It's if you remain firm on Maslaki Ala Hazrat. That is the only way where, yes, you are guaranteed that, yes, you are on the straight path. Alhamdulillah. And we have seen the examples. The moment a person tries to turn away from Maslaki Ala Hazrat, tries to use his own mantik, his own ideology, his own idiotic explanations, and turns away from Maslaki Haq, we have seen him turned away from Sawad-e-Azam. We have seen him turned away from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We have seen him moved and, you know, disorientated from the true and the straight path, the mainstream, and that is the teachings of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always firm. Jazakallah once again to the entire team, our beloved cameraman Khayyam Bhai as well, the entire team behind the entire production, our director sahab, our editors, our Qibla Munasab, and everyone for blessing us, alhamdulillah, in this entire series. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, keep us in your dua, keep the entire ummah in your duas. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with our parents, with our Murshid Kareem, inshallah, in the court of His beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah soon in the coming episodes. There's many episodes which do take place on Madani channel. For those that do watch Madani channel frequently, we have a beautiful episode by the name of Light of Guidance, alhamdulillah. Every Wednesdays, every Fridays, in the evenings, at night, alhamdulillah, wherever you are across the globe, do watch our silsila. And many times Munasab is also with us, some beautiful discussions take place. And besides that, any other beautiful discussions and beautiful episodes, beautiful silsilas which take place on Madani channel, the early echo, rise and shine, so many things, reformation of the youth, so beautiful, so much beautiful episodes take place. Associate yourselves with the teachings of Ala Hazrat. Associate yourselves with Dawat-e-Islami. And please, 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 take care of your aqeedah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Till we meet again in the coming days. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A sacred month with sacred lessons. A month of reflection, a month of grace. A month of reflection, a month of grace. Seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place. Seeking sacred lessons in this blessed place.